Denise Natalie Migliore filled out a Louisiana voter registration card and checked the box that says U.S. citizen. Twice, once in 2022, once in 2024. She is not one. She's an Australian national with a green card. A federal grand jury has now indicted her on 4 felony counts over those 2 check marks and the 2 ballots that followed. Her own explanation, given on the record to a reporter after the indictment, "I just considered myself a citizen. I just didn't realize that it was such a big deal." You're listening to Civic Intelligence, where the receipts do the arguing. Today, an Australian green card holder facing years in federal prison over paperwork she calls an honest mix-up, the statewide database sweep that caught her, and the awkward two-sided verdict Louisiana's own top election official has delivered about what her state's non-citizen voting problem actually is and isn't. According to the indictment, on October 6, 2022, Migliore filled out a voter registration form in Louisiana and falsely claimed to be a U.S. citizen. A month later, on November 8, she voted in that year's federal election. 2 years on, prosecutors allege she did it again. A false citizenship claim on a form dated October 22, 2024, followed by an in-person vote on November 5 at the St. Tammany Parish Government Building. Those 4 allegations became the indictment's 4 felony counts: 2 for false statements made to register to vote, 2 for illegal voting in a federal election, 1 set of each for each election cycle. A federal grand jury in the Eastern District of Louisiana returned that indictment on June 11, 2026. Homeland Security investigations agents arrested Migliore on July 1st. At the federal courthouse in New Orleans. "She has entered no plea. She also has no lawyer," she told the New Orleans news outlet, NOLA.com, "that she can't afford one. If convicted on all 4 counts, she faces up to 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, a $250,000 fine, and a $100 special assessment. Because she holds a green card rather than citizenship, a conviction could also mean deportation." Homeland Security's enforcement arm, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, put it plainly in its own statement: "This alien from Australia now faces federal charges for falsely claiming to be a U.S. citizen and illegally casting ballots in 2 elections." The prosecutor handling the case is Assistant U.S. Attorney Rick Veters, working under U.S. Attorney David Verne Corsell, a Trump appointee sworn in this past December. "Migliore is presumed innocent of all 4 counts. Nothing here is proven. It's alleged." This case didn't start with Migliore. It started with a spreadsheet. In May of 2025, Louisiana became the first state in the country to run its entire voter roll, every name on it, through the federal government's revamped SAVE database. That's short for Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, a system built to check immigration status against government records. The results came back that September. Roughly 390 non-citizens turned up registered to vote statewide, and about 79 of them had actually cast at least 1 ballot, in some cases going back to the 1980s. That's out of a voter roll of roughly 2.9 to 3 million registered Louisianans. Migliore is one of the 79, referred for investigation and now indicted. Her own account of how she voted in person in 2024 is worth sitting with, because it shows exactly where the checkpoint in this system actually is and where it isn't. She says the poll workers at St. Tammany Parish were very polite to me, very welcoming, and that they scanned her identification but never asked about her citizenship. That's not a gap in training. Nobody checks citizenship at the ballot box anywhere in this country. The registration form is the checkpoint, and the registration form runs on the honor system, unless and until a database sweep like Louisiana's flags it years later. Migliore herself framed the prosecution as disproportionate. "I feel like I'm being used as a guinea pig to show how flawed the electoral system is." She may have a point about the flaw. It's an open question whether it's the point she meant to make. Secretary of State Nancy Landry, a Republican, ordered the statewide sweep, and she's touting the Migliore indictment as proof it worked. The federal indictment of Denise Natalie Migliore is the direct result of Louisiana's proactive efforts to identify and investigate individuals who may be unlawfully registered to vote. We hope this is just the first indictment, with more to come. Reasonable enough, coming from the official whose audit produced the case. But the same Landry, on the record elsewhere, has also said this: "Non-citizens illegally registering or voting is not a systemic problem in Louisiana." That's the state's own chief election officer. In the same breath, she's selling the case as a national model, declining to sell it as an epidemic. Both statements are hers. Both are true. 79 confirmed non-citizen votes out of nearly 3 million registered voters is a real enforcement finding. It is not evidence that Louisiana's elections have been compromised at scale, and Landry herself is the one saying so. The timing around this case picked up a national echo. The same day this story broke, July 7th, the Justice Department's Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Harmeet Dhillon, sent letters to election officials in all 50 states and Washington, D.C., warning that any official who knowingly retains non-citizens on the state's voter registration list could be subject to criminal liability. VoteBeat, which obtained the letters, found no evidence they were prompted by Migliore's case specifically. Two separate federal election integrity efforts simply landed on the same news day. Two competing national numbers get thrown around in this debate, and neither one settles anything. A federal judge in Washington, D.C., ruled this past June that the SAVE database itself was arbitrary and capricious, and had misflagged actual U.S. citizens as non-citizens, which makes any national estimate pulled from it, sometimes cited in the 21,000 to 24,000 range, a disputed figure still under legal challenge, not a clean count. On the other side, the scale of the underlying problem is itself contested. The Brennan Center for Justice's often cited 2016 study found roughly 30 suspected non-citizen voting incidents out of 23.5 million votes cast, while the Heritage Foundation's own database lists 99 non-citizen voting cases nationwide since the year 2000. Take your pick of institutions. Neither number resolves the question, and this story cites both, with their source attached, rather than as agreed fact. Louisiana isn't an outlier either. Federal prosecutors in New Jersey have separately charged multiple non-citizens under those same two statutes: false citizenship claims to register, illegal voting in a federal election, in a different state entirely. A federal grand jury alleges that an Australian green card holder, with no lawyer and no plea entered, falsely claimed U.S. citizenship to register and vote in two federal elections. She says she never realized it mattered, and says she feels like a guinea pig for exposing a flawed system. Louisiana's own Secretary of State is holding up the indictment as a model for other states, and, in the same breath, telling the Brennan Center that non-citizen voting isn't a systemic problem in her own state. Both things are true at once. What isn't settled is guilt. No trial date has been set, and Denise Natalie Migliore is presumed innocent until proven otherwise. Every figure in this episode, the indictment, the database sweep, the disputed national estimates, is sourced and linked in the full story. including Secretary Landry's own words on both sides of it. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. Subscribe for the next one.